Turning our attention now to New Jersey, where a new report says that the state's housing stock is increasingly owned by companies, banks, and other institutions.
The report was released by the Department of Community Affairs. It found that corporate buyers are scooping up properties in distressed urban neighborhoods and targeting low-income areas. Joining me now to talk about the report is WNYC's Karen Yee. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Tiffany.
So this report, before we get into the specifics here, I want to just ask you broadly about how institutional home ownership has changed in the last few years in New Jersey. Do we know?
Yeah, well, it's really become a growing statewide trend where, as a report mentioned, now one in 17 residential properties has an institutional owner. And let me explain what that means. An institutional owner largely is when a home is owned by a corporation or LLC, though to a much smaller percentage, that can also mean a trust, a bank, or a government agency can own a property. But essentially, this report reviewed property tax lists between 2012 to 2020 to find owners that weren't a single household, and they limited the review to include just 1 to 4 family units. But strikingly, almost every town in New Jersey, 96%, saw an increase in institutional buying during this 8-year period.
So if we look at it statewide, how do these trends compare in different parts of the state?
Well, South Jersey had the highest share of institutionally owned homes, and that was followed by Central Jersey. But Hudson, Union, Mercer, and Ocean counties, those saw the biggest growth in corporate ownership. And these are very renter-heavy urban areas and shore towns. Meanwhile, counties where the growth of corporate buying has been slowest is places like Bergen, Somerset, and Morris counties. Now, if you look at individual towns, Trenton has seen the largest shift in the 8 years that this report analyzed. 1/6 of the city properties in that time were purchased by institutions. It's really a dramatic reshuffling of who has stake and ownership in the city.
Well, I have to imagine that that dramatic reshuffling has an effect on the individual neighborhoods. What is that? Do we know?
Well, corporations are really eyeing neighborhoods that are majority renters, like I mentioned, that are low income and distressed. And the results of this is that there's less affordable housing available. There's less housing stock available. Mm-hmm. And the price of homes rises much higher in these areas with more corporate buyers than in other neighborhoods. So it's really a compounding effect. What happens is you have residents who are trying to buy homes are now competing with corporations that can offer cash checks and a much quicker closing process. You know, these corporations and LLCs have the resources to maybe target potential sellers even before a property hits the market. And the report actually measured this financial impact. And they found that neighborhoods with large shares of corporate-owned homes have bigger increases in home prices. And this is a number that really stood out to me. So while statewide there's been a 2.5% increase in institutional home ownership, the report says that for every 1 percentage point increase in corporate buying, the sales price increases by $7,800.
So this doesn't sound like great news for potential homeowners. Is that what prompted the state to look into this trend to begin with?
Well, there's been national attention to the topic, but this does come after an investigation by the Asbury Park Press earlier this year that looked specifically at LLCs and how they were snapping up tens of thousands of homes and pricing out regular residents. It found that LLCs actually accounted for 1 out of 8 home sales in the state in the last 5 years. But generally, I'd say affordability has been top of mind for Governor Phil Murphy and his administration in his second term. And part of that is understanding why people can't really afford their rents or why they can't afford to buy a home. There was also a report by Rutgers this year as well that looked at the phenomenon of corporate buying in Newark. And specifically, it found that nearly half of all residential sales were to institutional buyers between 2017 and 2020 in the city. But we are starting to see some movement. Newark Mayor Roz Baraka, in response to this report by Rutgers, announced a series of initiatives that aims to limit corporate buying. So he's proposing different ordinances to help bring transparency to who these LLCs are and help keep properties affordable for a little bit longer.
So Mayor Baraka has made some changes based on this Rutgers report. Do we have any recommendations coming out of this report that we're talking about?
Yes. So the report recommends that the state should find ways to encourage more municipalities to sell vacant or abandoned lots to community nonprofits that can keep them affordable for residents and keep sort of ownership in the city or the town. It also encourages the state to incentivize development of owner-occupied affordable housing. And, you know, if in case you're interested, the report ranks all the municipalities by how many institutionally owned properties they have. And you can find more of the report on nj.gov/DCA.
All right, just so I have it, nj.gov/DCA. Got it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for breaking this all down for us, Karen. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Karen Yee covers New Jersey for WNYC. You can find more of her reporting right now at Gothamist.com.
Thank you.